Blog Talk Radio.
It's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a award, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Weigh you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food scraps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second straw. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays, I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing death in here.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Static, co-host, Ghetto G, and the co-host, Psycho Killer, who which both should be here very shortly. But we got a guest up in the room. What's good, guest? Sign in so you can chat with us up in the room. We got Amanda Wood. What's going on, Amanda Wood? And, So I'm going to go into a track here. This is Rob Zombie, Meet the Creeper.
Devil is an honor. Pretty sure you can't ignore.
let y'all know.
We officially have a winner tomorrow night.
It is Dark Lotus night.
Friday night
will be Psychopathic Rider night.
Which means tomorrow night we playing nothing, and I mean nothing but Dark Lotus. That includes both Tales from the Lotus Pod, Black Rain, Opaque Brotherhood, a couple tracks off the Psychopathic from Outer Space volume collection.
But I think we want to track here. I'm going to go with some KMK. Now, try to go with, I don't know. I think we'll go with... That's the solid I wanted to go with. Let's see. Let's go with...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this year's Cannabis Cup Finals. Some of the best butts from all over the planet displayed here today. Butt smokers, let's get ready to bubble! With this year's entry, the King's Blend, the undisputed heavyweight smokers of the world, the Cottonmouth Kids!
Party, hatching the bone. 3 months later, we're all getting stoned.
first you realize you posted the or shared the link that was, I don't know, like old? Because you shared it as tonight 11 p.m. But usually what I do is when it gets to 11, I put right now.
Yep.
We got Amanda Wood up in the room.
Okay.
And I'm high as a motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I'm going to go to track. I'm going to go with...
Turn me up a little bit louder, Rob. Because I want all the ass shakers to feel this shit. You know what I mean? Check 9. Check it out. Yeah. I'm looking for that little lady with a lot of buzz, so I can get you to my crib and throw that bottom up. I hope you got enough. We rock G-spots. Neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox. Yeah, I like how that sound. Front desk calling, telling us to hold it down. Nah, because we rolling off the molly pops. We revel in ghetto like wind up a dots. What up? KCMOKCK, niggas. North Kansas City, throw pussy every day, niggas. This shit right here, niggas, is for the real fizzlers. Cash makers, ass shakers, stacking trill figures. We got a lot of it. Tech and Nina just gotta hit. Other niggas worship the coochie, but I'm the god of it. Yeah, I'm on some holler shit, even though Nina got a bitch. I love the way you wiggle and wobble it. It's so marvelous. So hey, 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 baby, tell me what you say. Tell that nigga that away and freak Monday through Saturday. The way you pop, it's an incredible scene. I'm trying to tell you, baby girl, I wanna get in between. That box, ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby.
Trying to get in, since I got out, I get in the idiom, idiom. Why? I'm the biggest seven of us that I've been in the idiom, plenty of why. Dead box, got me hunting, fuck every box, and I need it lots. Got to give me a getting off my rocks, can I? Just get a taste of it, it makes me crazy, craving it. All in my face, and I make sure I put my name in it. Dabbing like dabbing, you're thirsty for me to hurt you with this microphone. It's like the purpose is to go to work on this.
She won't let me go.
You better get up under the bed if you're hollering.
I know you want me down.
On top of the head, if you can swallow in, yeah.
Cause we be the reason for your girl leaving ya. If you plan on keeping her, don't let the slip out the speaker. And I've been known for breaking up a happy home. Beat up that nappy dog, she will be a pick the bone. Don't let me see that
box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. Fed up and get up in that box. You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
In boots, shoes, without a loose screws. Niggas in Baton Rouge, they might consider it boo. Doing whatever you use to symbolize it with cock. It ain't nothing better but cheddar that I like to pursue than that box.
It don't take a rocket scientist to know about the thing sitting right above her behind when she hoeing out. All bitches got it, some better than others. A couple bazillion waxing than others, they keep it covered. However they wanna keep it, man. Honey, go get the stuff. I'm something young and delicious. I'm fishing for bitches loving. My dick is up in them, touching they liver, leaving them coming so serious. Cause I bang like William Hung. Bitches, they say my name like they be on. The next, they treat her bang the same like they was one. Then I hit up the next block, put my head up the next block. I'm repetitive, it ain't nothing that's better than that.
Plus you both looking at me stone cold like what is it. I got little deli we can visit. So if you wanna left in the corner, hook it right after business. Fuck what your girlfriend say, I got dick on you. And yo, you want some phone play, I got a bitch on you. You know you love this rap nigga, never get it.
here, boy, it's so cold.
So cold.
Once you get it, you'll never forget it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about, baby. I'm talking about
that. It's Spider-Man, bitch. The one that they've been talking about. Yeah, I know you just walked in, but now you're walking out.
Walking out.
I got something better for you than a little drink.
Drink.
All you gotta do is show a player a little pink.
Pink.
Might buy you some earrings or a little mink.
Mink.
Now your man ain't no problem. He's just a little kink.
Kink.
Now bring your big ass over here on this little sink.
Sink.
Check the pussy was fine, but it had a little stink. Had to back up off her. Due to the smell, I think my dick got soft. She was banging her head out on the sheetrock.
Sheet.
I was all in the pussy making it beatbox. That's how it sounds.
It was
ass so fat I had to walk around. She was screaming, yeah,
yeah,
and I was saying, no,
no.
You done gave me the box, so bitch, I gotta go.
That box. Ain't nothing better or wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
And we're back.
Yep.
Man, your fucking main event was, your main event was pretty good tonight, too.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I was busy packing because I'm heading off to my mom's place tomorrow.
Well, tonight you had...
I do get reception there. Even though I have to step outside, but who the hell cares? I mean, it's summer. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's like fucking 70 degrees at night, so who the hell cares?
Yeah. But, yeah, man, it was the Usos and Justin Gabriel versus the Shield.
Nice. So basically, one of the three major tag teams, actually two of the major tag teams were involved in that match, basically. The Usos and the Shield.
Exactly. But yeah, man, it was definitely a dope fucking show tonight.
I bet it was.
But I got a piss, so I'm going to a track.
Cola. Black cherry. Root beer. Red pop. Cream soda. Grape. Rock and rye.
Yep.
Dr. Fago. Candy apple. 60/40.
Yep.
Pineapple orange.
Yep. My baby. Baker.
turkey tonic. And at take three.
And we're back.
Yep.
Hell yeah, yo. I found Mighty Ducks up on fucking Showtime.
Nice.
You guys are not
skating like war. Oh, and I had to laugh at something. Apparently, on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart or whatever, they were making fun of Zeb Coulter.
Bro, that's not too hard to do.
They're making fun of his whole promo on Raw and all that kind of stuff. John Oliver, whatever, that guy from England. He's making fun of the whole thing. And hell, he even had Mick Foley there. So it was actually kind of funny.
Just shows nobody likes them culture.
Yep. They were making fun of the whole immigration thing, that they were making fun of immigration on WWE. I said, I'm a fucking immigrant, you fucking punk bitch. Like something like that, which is kind of funny.
But it would be interesting to see a match between, even though I can't, one or two, even though I can't stand them, either Curtis Axel or Brock Lesnar versus Antonio Cesaro or Jack Swagger, with Heyman in the corner of either Axel or Lesnar, and Coulter in the corner of either Swagger or Cesaro.
As long as Heyman's being out of Coulter, I think we're all happy.
Well, yeah, that would be the point. So think about it. It'd be client versus client, manager versus manager.
Yep. That actually would be a dope as fuck match. Never happened.
Hell yeah.
My question, though, is, I mean, I know that the whole Punk versus Lesnar match, that's basically scheduled for SummerSlam. Why the hell do they start to build up now?
Because the next pay-per-view is SummerSlam.
No, next one's Money in the Bank.
Then maybe they're going to do that Money in the Bank.
Well, who knows? I mean, I think it makes more logical sense for them to do it at, you know, SummerSlam, because that's one of their biggest pay-per-views of the year. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's just to start the hype for it.
Like, yeah, maybe.
God damn, that episode of Raw was fucking amazing.
Yeah. Let's go to Infinity Gear. I say we go with.
Hey, boys, let's go.
In the Hightown game, featuring Mad Max.
Yeah.
Now everybody.
Everybody.
Have you heard?
Heard me heard.
If you're in the game.
What game is that?
Hightown,
this shit is garbage. At least I'm being honest. I'm in this game to target your belongings. While you're blogging and posting bulletins, I'm out rocking shows, getting banned from the platium.
You're aluminum jewelry.
You're the next soon to be to make it in this industry. Your rhymes gotta be on beat and defeat the competition. In my opinion, I'm in this game on a murder mass mission.
Hightown tradition.
This is still the show. Rolling up, fucked up in the hoopty, ready to go.
Ooh.
Who's the nasty fucking fool like a CD cover? I'm doing big things, so you better hide your mother. I'm helter skelter, but I'm keeping it humble.
At the level,
you might as well get the shovel. Yes, it's possible to defeat any obstacle, to overcome the odds and cave card and be successful.
City rejecting Dirty C, Infinity, Mad Max, and Kill the
Heat. More than a label, it's a family. Seven underground rappers making history. Y'all hear the brother running in circle. Let me talk in the purple. It's
High Town Record.
Give a fuck, so spark the blonde up it.
Hightown,
you'll be the
pressure.
King in the wind, I got my throne on a stone. A stone, I'm getting stoned like a biblical heretic. And my anthem is a reverent. Your band is irrelevant. And Max is the one that said it. Bitch, fuck your sentiments. I'm a sensational, terrible, mentally hellish, and edible as every other rapper with lyrics unintelligible.
telling you.
I would sever my nose despite your face, dog. I ain't smelling you. And I could take the L for who you're telling to. You ain't even bring 10 people the last time that we booked you. So why did you say it as shit? Cause that was never true. Around New England, you will never find a better crew. We got love for the streets, whether you reppin' the red or blue or whatever you reppin', dude. Murder Mass is a future. You better think twice about who you'll be stepping to.
I'm Civic Rejecting, Dirty C, Infinity, Mad Max, and Killer T. More than a label, it's a family. Seven underground rappers making history. Y'all be the one that's running in circles. Let me smoke in the purple. It's
Hightown Records.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck, so spark the blunt up it.
Spent sick and I'm rough, but relentless bombardment on fraudulent rappers. Linguistically submitting my enemies, outclass them. The Doc Brown, a rapper, bring the future to your backwards. So slow your roll down, daddy found a showboat. Bodies found out, the more sounds drowning comatose. So soap and overdose, provoke from a bomb. Your contract's killer, that makes six your escape clause. Best know I ain't be buying your shenanigans. Your crown don't rock, it's like an audience of mannequins. So I'm above the wall, so go ahead and raise the roof. I lay it on the line, so the rhymes is amazing proof. I'm your idol, hold the title, vital to the yard. 6X, just God, no base at all.
Acidic Rejecting, Dirty C, Infinity, Mad Max, and Killer T. More than a label, it's a family. Seven underground rappers making history. Y'all be the one that's running in circles. Let me smoke in the purple. It's
Hightown Records.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck, so spark the blood up it.
Hightown Records.
And we're back.
Yep.
Now we have no. Well, we had somebody in the room, but they left. So let's go to another track. Kingspin.
Ain't nobody saying
again.
Yep. So, honestly, what did you think? Do you actually think Mark Henry was going to retire on Monday, or what was your thoughts during that whole segment?
I think we all thought he was going to retire.
Probably 95% of the people actually did think that. I mean, hell, I was one of them.
I'm pretty sure everybody knew. I'm pretty sure everybody thought he was going to retire.
That was definitely perfect acting, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he had, like, every fucking fan fooled there.
Hey, no, this is a dope pick. It's fucking Mark Henry facing Rey Mysterio.
He's got the referee trying to pull him off, saying, "No, Mark, get off. It's just a mask, not a watermelon."
Nice.
This is gonna go on my Facebook.
Yep.
Let's see what I should do. What should I go with next? I'll figure out after this next track. And I'm going to go with Fake Ocean Litter. Let's go with Exit Wounds.
Humans. They are not the cowering wretches we were promised. They stand. They are unruly, and therefore cannot be ruled. To challenge them is to court death. Buck smash on these bitches, I'm the reason fluid's leaking out. I brought my homies with me, yeah, the goons are creeping now. I got my hands around their necks, I think they sleeping now. There will be no more disrespect to me from here on out. Everybody want what they can't get, where the bees want to rap but they can't spit. They try to act hard like the bad shit, but they're running like a bitch with a Mac hit. Why do they think that they better than us? Showing respect is just never enough. The motto I follow when choppers we trust, hit them with hollows, put them in the dust.
Bow down, they're when they call the king of Babylon. The scarecrow bitches, here comes Abaddon. Yeah, motherfuckers, this is Judgment Day. On your knees to Jesus, non-believers better learn to pray. The anti-antichrist with a monster pumping a taste for blood. You want some good advice, go bust with a dude who plays in mud. The southern devil with a shovel and a pine box. Bury in the competition, this is where you find out.
Yeah, see, I'll put these niggas in caskets. Anybody in the way but pray that they don't get their back hit. Cause I ain't fucking round, been rocking that fuck you sound. Fuck you clown, go in a minute, I kill a nigga and put it down. This ain't a game, we ain't playing, leave them tangled up. I'm running deep with TDH, don't find them mangled up. They ran their mouth, but we got as soon as the flames hit. And I'm a little bit mindless to the violence, I'll leave them brainless.
Like a volley, I'ma serve them, the shoddy's body, the vermin. We remain in sucker free, make these fuckers sleep from their sternum. Releasing what I've turned up by squeezing free from the burner to a busy underground like my only child who was murdered. Middle finger with a wrist slit,
spinning at the riddles to reflect the pawn.
They say I'm a misfit,
looking like this with my weapons deception con.
The blasphemous with grievance to cycle Jesus, the underground heathen and only God who believe in.
That lyrical surgery served to be serving purposely, verbally murk MCs hurling Hercules words in first degree. Murder versus no perjury, one is producers perfect, beat them perfectly, the perfect person with perfect precision, certainly. I'm a savage animal with ammo that's from the mandible. I'm Rambo and Hannibal, wrapped up into one, and I go hammer on any amateur caliber rapper and his clone. Liquid assassin attacking, leaving fragments of bones.
I'm gonna fuck it. All the blood up on the floor, a fucking cannibal. They call me Bruce because they think I'm really two-faced. Killing them, I gave a slow
smoking weed, I think I'm white, man. A dark night, doing good, think I'm doing bad. Damn, blame for shit, oh Lord, all of that. I'm the talk of the hunter, and I think Rocky. Where's my fucking beer, man? Put your fucking arms up.
Stop hitting me in ears, all I need is just 1 second. I'm gonna show you why I'm finally being recognized. Whitney's the realest, all these other chicks, they be disguised. I'm here on a mission, back with a vengeance, don't even be surprised. Who's the girl with the flip-flops on? Why won't everybody with a hip-hop song? Came from the bottom, got my tip-top on. I know I'm gonna blow, but it's just not long. Rock on, cause I came to rage. I get hyped, you can blame my age. Wave balls in the booth, I stay insane. I'm crazy,
bang, bang, rhymes just rang out, I threw it. Who the fuck is him? That's how I see his influence. When I insert berserk like I'm stupid, going all dumb. Blast on my subcock back, I knew it. Cause I'm a worst enemy, I came to do it. Cause you're my worst enemy and simply stupid. Cause I'm a worst enemy. Blast that, that, fighter, fighter. Duck and weed, fighter, fighter. These words like these, sting MCs, niggas please like ugh. Getting hit with their pretty thoughts, I broke like please. Ain't no way to get past the rock flow. Zip line in and wipe out the combo. I'm not mad, that close to psycho. Kiss my ass, I'm gonna suck a psycho.
And I rep my team, yeah. Ass click, boy, best you've seen. Go so hard, rockin' on the mic, I make the whole motherfucking crowd wet their jeans.
Ow.
So respect my scheme, yeah. Make the haters hate, make the sexy scream. Blow sticks in hands, you shit your pants. When you close your eyes, they're Jesse Dean.
Yeah.
They refresh my green, king of the birds, the rest is fiend. Say my name, you gon' get some love. Look in the eyes, I got a festive gleam. Stop some steers and I'm blessed to swing,
yeah.
Detroit boys, we rep the scene,
yeah.
They call me Ajax, my breath is stinking. My beats are dirty, but the rest is clean, bitch.
Body bag, I'ma hit him with it like a boxing match. Tell me that the why you got so mad? You're killing it for real, and we don't want your trash. Gruesome, that's who I am. What's up with those tracks you buy? And they whack as hell, but those rappers fail. Well, I'm back from hell, and I'm crack supplying. Johnny Dark, flow it sober when I want your heart. Full composure when I drop your bars. Mold of soap, and now I call that art. Snorting cocaine, overdose, and you'll get it soon. Bet your doom at the next full moon in the dead zone. Now I make your head go boom like endo, blown like an exit wound.
Wait, think they call me somewhere. I'm the tombstone on your children's graves. It's lyrical stuff, rough enough to be what every one of our followers craves. Deliver the sickness and witness this murder and group suicides taking place. I'm hitting them hard like a brick to the back of their head or a bat to their face. So fuck them all if they understand they don't exist. We're about to blow up like a backpack of a terrorist. I got me a list of some names everyone does before an obituary page. No accent ones wanna blow their heads off with my sort of gauge.
Picture me in head food with a knife in my hand. What's up, y'all? Hey, how you doing? One cut, two cut, three cuts in your guts and your blood and your hands and the spewing. Put the blame on a painfully take ya. Pretty God, but he ain't gonna save ya. I'm proud to be an oddity. And I come from the bottom of the gutter. Kill beef like Ruben, shoot stutter. I'm hard, you butter. Put your mouth cause a 45 mag, don't stutter. Leave a hole in your back like the size of a hook, yeah. Get smoked like a dove, shit. My blue, my high, but your bullshit, bitch. I'm trying to get my buzz back, dude.
Jason Porter, I only rap to buy drugs. So I hit the club with mixtapes when my stash is dried up. Staring at you with the Waffle House in the middle of the night trying to cop an ounce. Dropping now with a popping sound and get the fuck out. I got enough rocks for now. The doctors got me in a pack of mold. My coke bits are bigger than Axl Rose. Pissed off with the way that I handle hoes. Pulling up with a Glock and a pair of bows. On a magic carpet with a hair of my hose. Got a roll coked up and don't wear any clothes. You blown out like a pipe bomb. Your pussy got more room than an iPod.
Underground's finest. Now tell me what's next to prove. Put your neck in two. Leave your land with a bunch of exit wounds. Team R2, 5-star general plays. I'm calling shots. Y'all are not looking kinda funny. Running from my falling hearts. Falling or not. Still dumping shells on the side of my back truck. You fat fuck. Taking while I'm collecting fat bucks. Ask around. Let you find out that nothing's fake. I'll show up at your church and rob the fucking
yeah.
collection plate.
Look. Fuck everybody,
fuck
yeah, I'm fucking pissed,
yeah.
Pedophile niggas,
uh-huh.
Stay fucking king,
yeah.
Penn State shit,
uh-huh.
You won't fucking live,
yeah.
What track you ever crush,
uh-huh.
I heard your fucking diss,
yeah.
Treat you like a bitch, blow you a fucking kiss,
yeah.
9 milli with good aim, I won't fucking miss. It's Darko, NSC is the clip. Sutton Kane is the ball. My
yeah.
rivals can suck a dick, motherfucker.
Ripping babies, castrating some old ladies.
Yeah.
Illuminati want my body, I am fucking crazy. Put a bullet in your head and make your brain splatter. Grab a fork and a spoon and eat your brain matter. Fuck your bitch in her ass until she starts to shit. Take my dick out her ass to make her suck this shit. And when she vomit, I'ma shove it down her throat. Take a hit of DMT in her nose full of coke. Shit.
As you feel the fire, the bodies above me. Can we do it a little bit softly?
Line girls,
need a lot more room, don't worry, they will not breathe.
Proceed to breathe, I'm an undead seed to read. Supercharged when I need to be.
I'm like the teen spirit of a sad Norwegian queen. There's a difference between you and a queen. Even you with nowhere to run to.
One robotic, subsonic, composed and honest, methodic, erotic.
So demonic, I be the cannibal analyst, seventh the animatronic. And I'm sitting on your coffin while I'm drinking gin
and
tonic.
And I'm higher than the mountain that I haunted.
Is that West Coast Cali killer? My nigga, pull your knives out. And if you're coming to my city, we gon' find out. We gon' blow your mind out. Then I'll bump my nuts swole. Knock in your bitch, cut your shit, and take your bankroll. I know you heard the stories, ho. They say I'm getting gory, bro. Kicking in the dough, sit my gat in like a glory hole. Every time you see me, now the body is found. Motherfuck all you hoes, get my dough.
Prince of the underground.
And we're back.
Yep.
I never had nothing on fucking movies. Or TV.
I'm probably not really paying attention to what the fuck's going on TV. Think about basically just trying my PS3 again for once.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck this is, but pretty good. Or she's pretty good. I don't know who the fuck she is.
That's the OG when he turned into a female.
Might doubt that one. Throw some Toxic Twin while I figure out who the fuck this chick is.
Fuck, I woke up. Awake the pills again. Probably go up to the street and find a friend again. All the others died, a waste of my time. They couldn't cope for me, so I fried they mine. Hungry, and there's no food. Probably go up to the store to get a thing or two. I'll brush my teeth, and maybe she won't have a clue. I did it last time, and she never knew. I never knew, I know everything you do. You try to run, but bitch, I control you. I need the flesh, so go and fetch me your friend. I'm not sorry, and this nightmare will never end. I'm running desperately, quietly, out my fucking house. Headed down to the corner store to check some people out. On the way, I run into a homie. Her name's Dizzy, and she's looking pretty lonely. I say, hey, you wanna smoke a bowl? The weed's at my crib. Come on, let's go. On the way, we talk, and she likes her Dizzy thing. Some new killer bitches running loose on the street.
I got a phone in.
Get some skin to fit in out of control.
And it was Demi Lovato last week. Holy shit.
Nice.
Hey, man, look like her. Yeah, stuff isn't good on TV. I mean, I'm watching fucking MTV Hits and MTV Jam. There goes the show. There ain't nothing good on. So. Hey, look, my week's coming on at 12. The Cosby Show's on right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Now it's like watching that old shit. But we will go for a throwback.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they should send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air. The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home's a Bel-Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there, to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Since we went into a throwback, what do you say we go old school?
Okay.
We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this.
brothers for some, so I said I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These dudes looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to figure better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them buses down, I let my explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Nice, enjoy it.
Hell yeah. So,
and the road gets harder with flow spits, cause we represent the Kansas City motion. Double doses, tachalicosis, but ran into a duo that's ferocious. Some of the best to kill you, no rescue. They say that you gotta fit hot 16s before you step through. And they say everybody, nigga, even tech dude. Now we gotta explain our journey to the tech crew. I wanna pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, because I'm Tekka. And it's mine to lift ya down at the bottom because nine's better. And if swine's ever find the quest to try and test the cleverness thing in them as blind, yes, I'm 7 to K, I'm a defined pressure. I'm a critic four, critic roars, I'm not a critic whore. Hit ignore, I got a critic core. Did this war, you're not a win it pours. Wanna play A, every net A, set A, for the wet A, that is front A, set A. You got the pet A, that's that A, your net A. Bumblebee tuna, don't be smelling like it if you're under me. Rumors will begin to batch up from hungry punas. Hoping, wishing, praying when you're gonna be sooner. When I'm dead, I'ma get up in the head of the nigga that set it up, picking the let up, then I wet him up like a predator. I'ma dead, I'ma let a plus skip the pizza, they ain't no humble, we Luna. Moon stricken, redneck singing, who them coons ripping, boom. Pick them up, take them up to my land in my van, a lot of room, get in and in. Wanna catch my flow, tryna wake up your style. But you fucked up, like, uh-oh, I'ma make up for it now. It's unfair to be such a
motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair.
Never let any fools, you know the rules.
Christopher, egotistical, narcissistic, witch out.
If they sit on the phone, then we tell them to get up and move and make us some rules.
I've heard of these guys, murderous when it comes to scripture. You're big with tips and got them us, they got to us, we got to them, so we meet right in the middle. Chew the fat and fried up a little. When it's unfair, we got their hands in the air, and you can't even get a show. No one cares, it's your freestyle so rare, and don't nobody care, nobody knows. And it's easy for them physical favors, why y'all just spend all your paper? Breathe, he's bend over the table, tattoo symbols on my label. Trapping and trafficking rhymes, some sharp as African knives. We what is happening to your wife while you're at 9 to 5. So minors will stop rapping, cause it's not happening if I stop laughing. Cause it's the hard to impress, it's just blatant and disregard. The four horsemen, of course, we're forced to be coarse when you're talking taller when y'all getting the short end.
It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there.
It's unfair to me. Nothing is what it appears to be. Killing off any and everything coming into it is something that's dear to me. If and you feeling the fear, then flee. 5-4 feet, boom, what the fuck up? I'm retarded with a clover, I guess you would call it dumb luck. When I'm rapping, out of habit, I'm adamant, getting Adam. But I would rather hit a madam with a magnum and spit her Adam. Try to fathom the famine that won't diminish the anger. Got a place set at the table, we eating spinach with strangers. Sipping caribou loose, feeling the sickest shit ever by telling, but who would have knew? I'm one of the two in the crew, with a knife in my pocket and one in my shoes. Surrounded by haters, so what I'ma do? Thinking I gotta devise a game plan, get a ticket to kick it with Chris, they need it, so I'm guessing I'm headed to Strangeland. And my main man would've told me to murk him, doing this in indeed. I'ma catch a couple more, then I'm forming a human centipede. Pause. I'm aware that they hating, look it, they got it this. Who the fuck is fucking with? Tech, Cali, you be in God of this.
Unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares. If he dares to be a parody of this clarity, we bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair
to be doing motherfucking charity. You can pay a fucking fare for me. You really, there ain't nothing there for me. Move carefully, I swear to be. Why is a parakeet? I get the Cherokee. Am I rhyme? I smoke like Jeremy. Feel my fire, my smoke, my kerosene. We don't want no drama. We don't want no trouble. We can keep it peaceful if y'all can keep it humble. I really don't know when he comes though, but his name is the same as a gun, yo. Strangeland is a place that I've seen in a dream since I was running around in my Umbro. And you heard it direct from my mouthpiece. Tech scouted me out then found me. Turned out we the perfect strangers. Larry Appleton and Balky. I was out east when the text came in with text staying in what it's about to be. Before you fuck me on the door, know that everybody around here looking out for me. Now that we got that in the air, I can feel the change in the atmosphere. A crew been living in limbo, but apparently all this rapping hits trapped this year. And after years, they hearing we lost inside the dream. Not necessarily, I won't let this rap thing carry me. I'ma let these bat wings carry me.
We read a breath, let it get a breath. We get a crazy for their teeny breath. Give it there, we feed a breath. Make up for the mush, I see it, but if not, stick.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
I heard WWE got some new downloadable content.
Like what?
I don't know, this new character that they're introducing.
It'll probably be Kurt's actual.
Nah, man. I think his name is HVD.
Who the hell is HVD?
I don't know, some weird Mexican looking dude.
I think I heard that dude now.
Yeah.
He's a Mexican looking dude, can't be fans, right?
What?
Some weird Mexican looking dude who does not know how to speak Spanish.
He He seems to be a big Miz and John Cena fan. I don't know if you know about that.
I found the perfect picture for Ghetto G.
Man, motherfucker, every time you get high, you fucking send me pictures. Stop it.
And not even good pictures.
It says Bray Wyatt is watching you masturbate.
Man, there's so many pictures of shit like that.
Yeah, but the thing, you got this dude watching you.
Like, I mean, for fuck's sake, they got a whole bunch of masturbation pictures with Wade Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
Or shit, they even have one with The Rock and Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah, they even have one of fucking Rey Mysterio and Mark Henry, where it says, "No, Mark, get off. It's just a mask, not a watermelon."
Man, why are they going to be so racist towards them, though? Like, I think I saw one that said, say the color of my blazer or something's watermelon again. Yeah, something like
that. Nice.
Like, wow, man. Although, finally, somebody decided to hate on TNA, you know. Is this a good wrestling promotion? No, this is Impact Wrestling.
Well,
maybe in 5 years, TNA will top the great episode of Raw that WWE just had. Maybe in about 5 years,
yeah, right,
TNA will top that great episode of Raw.
They'll never top that.
If they're lucky. Which they'll never be that lucky.
That's why I said they'll never top that.
Exactly.
There you go. Here's a match you could set up. New Jack versus The Shield.
Yeah.
Let's watch New Jack lose.
The fuck out of here. He wouldn't lose.
Wait. Here we go. I found a picture of Great Khali. It says, "The Great Khali, still a better singer than Rihanna."
Well, wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far either.
I mean, she makes some terrible music, but I wouldn't go that far.
Because you can't understand a fucking word the Great Khali says.
So I take it nobody's listening then?
We had one person.
Wow.
Yeah, Amanda Wood.
That was the only person?
Yes.
Not even your old lady? Your old lady didn't tune in?
Nope.
She said she'll be here. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
So Amanda Wood came in here, what? Said what up, and then left?
Yeah, pretty much. That's all she seems to ever say is what up, and leave. Someone else made a picture of fucking Kane holding a banana.
Why?
It says, Kane is wearing a Ushanka, I don't know what the fuck that is, while holding a banana. Your argument is invalid.
Well, that's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But no, though, if you want to download Havoc, you can go download them on WW13.
I'll pass on downloading that because he'll probably botch every single move he tries.
he comes with the full HVD outfit.
Like I said, he'll botch every move he does and get injured by doing every single move, just like Sin Cara.
No, Sin Cara.
That's how you have to ask, how the hell did he get into the WWE if he can't even wrestle one match without getting injured?
Apparently he was something big down in Mexico, and then they brought him here.
Apparently he can't handle being in the USA. He knows he could be deported at any time.
Not ever since there was two of them.
I take it his excuse is the fake one won that match.
What?
And take his excuses, the fact that the fake one won that match, not the real Sin Cara. That's why he always gets injured.
Yeah.
There we go. Fandango's theme made the top 40. People power!
What?
I found a picture of The Miz, Big Johnny, Otunga, and Jack Swagger. It says Fandango's theme made the top 40. People power.
Yeah, I'd believe it. Chris is part of that.
Yep.
Nope.
What do you mean, no? You're a Big Johnny fan.
That's just annoying as fuck.
Oh, yeah. But yet you always want to be him on the video game.
Because I can actually win matches playing as him. And he's the weakest character in the game. So it just proves how much other people suck.
You're the only person to pick him. Ever.
I still win matches with him. I've never lost a match playing with him.
I think you might have. I think you might be lying.
But if you leave play with him, that proves how bad they fucking suck and how much they should quit the damn game.
Yeah, that's definitely a fail.
So get him, man, tomorrow. Dark Lotus. The funny thing is, people are still voting.
Even after I put up that picture, like, this afternoon, saying who the winner was.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
Where the hell were they voting at?
My fucking shit, but I put fucking Dark Lotus or Riders last, like... Like, you still got people fucking commenting on it, for Lotus.
So how many is that for Lotus now?
A shitload. Riders lost. Big done.
Even though it's all the same people?
Exactly.
They lost to themselves.
That must suck.
No, what sucks is missing his elbow drop and then being dead.
Let's go with some ninjas.
Hey, yo, Jay, man, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you remember me?
Uh-huh.
And you remember that shit you said?
Uh-uh.
Well, payback's a bitch.
Kill this bitch, and I don't even need to be a ninja.
Damn, I wish I could be a ninja.
I'm a ninja. Yeah, fuck that. I'm a wicked clown, bitch.
And we're back. Well, it was funny how people fucking tagging themselves in our fucking promo pics.
What do you mean tagging themselves?
Someone dude named Michael Likens fucking tagged himself in the Juggalo Rider Radio. Beating your presence from hell, where is your god now? The dude fucking tagged himself in it.
Man, people loved that picture. And then you had at least 5 shares on the entire album.
Yeah.
I don't know why people did that, but they did.
Yeah, got 2 likes, 1 share, and somebody tagged themselves in it. And they tagged themselves as a plug-in. It was like Zombie Jesus.
Are we still talking about the same picture?
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, that would be...
Zombie Jesus.
That would be a bunch of zombie motherfuckers on there, then.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm talking about, like, the one that looks more like Jesus. Yeah, that's pretty much all of them.
That's because it's the Last Supper, Havoc. Do you know what that means?
And my question is, why the hell did they even call it their last supper for?
Because then that was it.
I mean, you know, did they run out of food? You know, and they just couldn't find a fat kid to eat and become carnivores and, you know, cannibals?
Wow, I can't believe how he thought that is wrong. I'm not even going to explain it to him, because if I try to explain it to him, he probably won't understand it.
Wow, when the hell did Ultimo Dragon and Sting win the tag titles?
Oh, fuck, nigga!
Last night.
What do you mean, last night?
I'm guessing. I have no clue.
Well, you know, someone made a fucking meme of the night that fucking Caitlyn's fucking tits popped out. And it's fucking Ric Flair and Vince McMahon saying, uh-oh, Caitlyn, that's not PG.
Man, this nigga is slow as hell, man. I posted that up that night.
He really is slow. It's funny when he's high because he's so far behind us. It's like, yeah, we posted this shit last night.
See, man, earlier he said it was something was running slow, man. His brain is on super fucking slow.
Exactly.
Well, he said it's like I'm not looking on Facebook at it. I'm actually on Google looking at all these.
Still, man, it's all Facebook. We saw it.
What about the one where CM Punk says overdoses on ice cream bars?
Why are you on Google?
I have no clue.
That's the way he does when he's high.
I guess.
I can't believe this. I'm in an argument on Facebook about the whole Xbox One versus PS4.
God.
On a status.
Well, bye-bye, Breen.
I buy who?
Brain. Just the fact that this is the fact that he's having an argument with somebody about the Xbox One.
No, I'm having an argument why the PlayStation 4 is better than the Xbox One.
And who's arguing with you?
Oh, this is on somebody else's status. They're talking about which machine they're considering getting. And it's like, they're saying stuff like about how the PlayStation Network is hacked. It's like, yeah, but still, you don't got to pay to play online. Like, it's shit like that.
I can't believe that's an argument. I don't care if I have to pay to get online. I love the Xbox.
This is really the dumbest argument ever.
You're like, you're dumb. No, you're smart.
I'm not giving a fuck anymore.
See, that's the problem with if you jump on somebody's status, man. Because then you have to see everything after that.
Yep.
And chances are you really don't care after you say what you need to say.
Exactly, and they say something that's so stupid about, like, how long it takes to connect. It's like 2 seconds.
On another thing, man, the last time we were trying to play this game, remember it wouldn't let me be RVD?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, now they're bringing them back to the WWE. How the fuck does that work? Bastards.
I should download Chris Benoit for the fuck of it.
Yeah, that still probably won't work.
In universe mode, you never know.
Man, I met online. I could...
Oh, yeah, online it probably won't work.
And it's gone. Giggles is shut up. Mr. Giggles is too
quiet. I'm having my argument here and just ending it. I don't give a fuck. Wait, how many times do you lose connection on the PlayStation Network? None.
How many what?
Times do you lose connection in the middle of playing a game on the PlayStation Network?
Well, there's really no connection right now.
My exact point should have been none. But how much money does it cost you to play an Xbox Live? What, $30 a month? Or like $10 a month?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck to even continue this argument.
I'm plotting with a little scene, cause now I got a bigger team. Y'all would need creatine. I got alcohol, firearms, and a whole lot of nicotine. We top rank on the triple beam.
Racing hit.
Proud leaders of the broken mean.
Laughing on the protein, looking like a dope fiend.
What the fuck, Chuck? What do you mean? $1.56, kick them all in if you wish it. This 50 cap, bitch, it's time to get the best at
people in movies take so long, take forever to die.
Why?
I have no clue. Hey, come on, this one dude just got stabbed with a fucking samurai sword through the heart. He was fucking blabbering away, telling some fucking Japanese girl to fucking kiss her. Or kiss him.
Okay, then.
Yeah, he was dying, so we took that time to say that. Then he dropped dead. Oh, yeah, speaking of dead, did anybody hear about Tony Soprano?
Yep.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why is it interesting?
The fact that, you know, he was like 50. It was unexpected.
Well, what was it? 51.
Exactly, man. That's fucking nuts.
And of all things, a heart attack.
Yeah. Come on, it's kind of, I don't know, but it's just weird that he died, and it's like, apparently he had a fucking couple movies coming out as well. You know, it looks like they don't really matter. They all seem retarded.
Man, people seem to be all about these mixed tag team matches tonight.
Hey, they want to be the Divas. Me personally, I wouldn't mind being inside a Diva.
Really?
Preferably Caitlyn. Or Lucifer Fox.
Hmm.
So, Josh Matthews. I mean, Chris, what's going on?
Nothing.
There's nothing going on, man. Come play some matches or something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I'm with you. Hot Opera. We're going to PS3.
Everybody's got an excuse.
Well, Chris,
you too, I. And he's cracking up laughing every 2 minutes.
I know you have a word of mine.
And that just proves it.
I don't know. Yeah, should we call him Josh Matthews or the Matt Striker of JR?
Well, since Matt Striker does nothing, we're going to go with Josh Matthews.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Matt Striker does nothing, we're going with Josh Matthews.
He don't do anything either. But he does more than that guy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a tiger, nigga.
Really?
Thank you.
And we're back. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah, Gil, wake the fuck up.
Too high.
And I'm too high too, but damn, I'm awake.
Yeah, 5 minutes later, he'll be snoring.
Too high for this show.
Well, it's time to go into the sun.
Time to go into the sun.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Sure it does. That's the movie I'm watching.
Okay.
Just finished anyways. You know who we should get up on here, as, you know, we'll try to get anyways for an interview? Steven Seagal.
Sure.
And why not? I mean, we could ask him about his acting, we could ask him about his music.
He makes music.
I never even knew that. Are you sure you're not getting confused with somebody else?
No, of course, he does make music.
Why?
Yeah, why not? He does blues.
Why?
Oh, because that's the culture he grew up in. That's where he comes from.
Man, I don't see that dude making music, man.
I mean, come on, man. You know, he was an actual cop, too.
What's that got to do with making music?
Exactly.
I mean, shit, man. I mean, you know, he's got a chance to perform with B.B. King.
So he was a cop, and that's why he makes music.
Well, that's great. I had a chance to eat at Burger King.
No, not Burger King, B.B. King.
I know what you said.
Yeah, man, he just released his third album last year. I know, you're all shocked about it.
I looked up the Stevie Mayday music, and apparently he's released 2 CDs so far. One in 2005, one in 2006 from what I see online, but I don't know if the third one's out.
He said he might be lying. You're looking right at him. I mean, he could be lying.
Well, of course, I'm looking at it right now. Here, too, it says, breaking news, Steven is currently working on his third album. The album expected to be released in 2012.
And now it's 2013. So it was definitely going to be released in 2012 if it's halfway through 2013. And he has two out right now.
Yeah, well, Chris has got to realize he's also a cop, so, yeah. Not always easy, you know, to find time to, you know, record music.
What are you talking about, man? People in the military, man, they make music every day.
Yeah, when they're not fighting.
That's something I'll never understand, man. Fucking just sit over there and wait for somebody to come fucking attack you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason they pay you so much or whatever the fuck to go into that shit. Like, are you willing to just go sit somewhere and wait for somebody to attack you? Check yes or no.
That would be fun.
Like, you got those same options living in the hood. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, true. Except the only difference is you don't get paid for it in the hood.
Exactly. But you still have, like, the same thing. Same shit going on.
You can either get attacked in the hood, or you can be attacked in the hood.
It's either you're getting attacked by, like, white people, black people, or fucking foreign people.
Mexicans.
Oh, that would fall on the floor in there, Chris. Thank you.
No.
Never.
Well, I mean, unless he's, you know, unless you're Antonio Cesaro, then apparently he's not a foreigner anymore. He's we the people.
Yeah, it may not make sense, but it's something different.
Yeah. And I got a pair.
Yes.
We're back.
What happened? Okay, Goku.
What?
Goku G. Goku Gui. Whatever. Fuck. I can't even say that right.
You say Goku Gui?
Goku G. I tried to say Goku G, but it just played as one word. It didn't work too well.
Yeah, you called him Gui. What the fuck?
Gui? What the fuck?
Goku G.
Yeah, Gato, how do you feel about that? He's calling you Gui.
That's weird.
Yes. It's really weird.
Okay, every time Havoc's high and he laughs, we should mute him.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, new rule from now on.
Nope. Because of the fact that I'm not always high.
You said when you're high.
Exactly. Those specific occasions. And now he's making food.
Hell yeah, nigga, I'm making pretzels.
Man, it's funny that on the news or some shit, they were talking about pretzels earlier.
The fuck were they saying about pretzels?
Talking about how Pennsylvania is a state known for making the most pretzels or some shit.
The fuck?
What?
Bet you didn't know that.
Okay, I don't care to know about that. I don't give a fuck about the place that makes the most pretzels. All I give a fuck about is eating pretzels.
All you care about is eating, you fat fuck.
Exactly. I'm curious. Do we know if Poopoo Ninja is even still alive or is he dead?
Why do people keep Why do people keep asking me questions I don't know the answers to?
Oh, man, you know, he's on your friend list. Not mine. Not Chris's.
Doesn't mean that I know if they're alive or not.
Oh, man, that nigga just straight up disappeared and died. Maybe the men in white coats finally actually came for him.
Maybe.
Very good possibility. Hey, come on, you know, we kept talking about it so much, it probably finally happened. But how funny would it be if the news came on and it was Poop Ninja and they said that he killed somebody?
I'd believe it.
I think we all would. Let's
Isn't Poopoo Ninja's real name like Adam Fasano or something like that?
No. The fuck? Dude, that's Adam, dumbass.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, Adam. Fucking Poopoo Ninja's from fucking Florida. Adam from Maine. Well, Bumblefuck, man. How did you think that fucking Poopoo Ninja's name was fucking Adam? They sound nothing alike.
Because I don't remember who the fuck he was? What his real name was?
His real name was David. Yeah. I don't remember his last name. I don't care to. Dude was annoying as shit.
Not very nice.
Oh, we both know it's true.
All of us.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Ghetto? The fucking Father's Day came around, and neither one of us even played this track, so I'm gonna play it.
You didn't even play that track? I thought
you
did.
Left her mom with three little kids without a dime of child support. She worked three jobs for mad years to provide for us while you just bounced without never looking back. You aren't even worth the anger. But if I ever seen you again, I would just start punching you in your face until your teeth caved in, just out of respect for our moms.
Dear deadbeat dad, suck a fat dick, coward. We turned out dangerous and high-powered. I thank God you wasn't around to instill your bitchness in our business. Faint memories, yeah, I had some. A clear conscience, you don't have one. What kind of heartless fool takes off on three kids and a wife? You saw. Sorry, Rick. Hope you like dick, cause you'll be sucking them in hell, you prick. Don't it feel like you forgot some people? Look in the mirror, don't you see evil? Left us for dead, never looked back. All that having a father, you took that. Well, fuck you, cause I never understood that. And if we ever crossed paths, I would react.
Fuck my dad, fuck my deadbeat dad. One bitch couldn't hang and I'm glad.
If your dad's like Richard Bruce and you got something to say, scream.
Thanks for nothing. Fuck my dad, fuck my deadbeat dad.
Brother tried to pick up the pieces, but saw nothing but doom for these kids. And in the void you left, stepped in a Satan that has affected our family now for generations. We still feel that pain to this day. And I'm blaming it on you for laming us away. No child support, no help, no care. Where the fuck was you in our lives? Nowhere! That fucking blows my mind. I can't fathom the bitch in you. I hope you hear this and it sickens you, pig. No thanks to you, bitch. I got a hottie-ass wife and two beautiful kids. A family worldwide, I ain't doing bad. I hope you're broke, alone, and sad. I swear to God, I'll be glad. Eat a fist up, you godless bastard of a man. And if I meet you, I'm socking you. It's always been the plan.
Fuck my dad, fuck my deadbeat dad. One bitch couldn't hang and I'm glad.
If your dad's like Richard Bruce and you got something to say, scream.
Thanks for nothing. Fuck my dad, fuck my deadbeat dad. One bitch couldn't hang and I'm glad.
If your dad's like Richard Bruce and you got something to say, scream.
Thanks for nothing.
My deadbeat dad, my deadbeat.
And we're back. Yeah, nah, man, like, I completely forgot to even play that track on that day.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I can remember, like, just the day that we had, Miss, what the fuck's her name again? Miss Cyanide calling that day, remember?
That wasn't Father's Day.
Yeah, it was. Oh, we had somebody calling that day. It was either her or that new other dude.
He called in once.
I don't know. I mean, she called in once too, and has never called in ever again.
Oh, she said she'll call in when she has time, because apparently she felt the need to talk to me on Reverb. All I said was, what's up, because I was adding the profile, and you have to say something.
Yeah, I know. And that entire, shit spurred the whole conversation.
Pretty much, yeah. That's like the people that talk on YouTube, man. Like, I don't ever fucking talk on YouTube.
I know.
I answered a few comments back, man, but that's about it.
No, I was like, I don't even plug in. Talk on fucking YouTube to people or fucking Reverb. But then all of a sudden they feel the need to start conversations with me too. And I just don't give a fuck.
Man, I'm having ECW people invade my game.
Nice.
I'm going to have them meet up with Aces and Eights and shit.
Which Aces and Eights? Aces and Eights or the Aces and Eights Rejects?
Both.
Nice.
Oh, shit, man. I even downloaded fucking Stevie Ray.
Did you watch main event tonight?
Nope.
Yeah, the Shield won again. Yay.
Won what?
Against the Usos.
The Usos and Justin Gabriel.
Justin Gabriel and who?
The Usos.
Who?
Why do they keep making the Usos lose?
I don't know. That's fucking retarded.
Like, we already know that the Shield could be beat, quote, quote, you know what I'm saying? Like, just let it happen again.
Exactly. Let the Usos get a fucking tag team title shot.
My point is, who the hell cares who gets the next title shot? Because apparently it's rumored that it's supposed to be Kane and Taker at SummerSlam versus the Shield.
That would be stupid.
It really would.
But that's what the rumors are right now.
Why would you take away the only thing the Undertaker has?
Exactly.
What, are they going to do that and then the next WrestleMania John Cena will beat him?
Oh, no. They were saying at SummerSlam, Kane and Taker versus Shield.
Oh, SummerSlam. I don't know. I thought I was here in WrestleMania.
I said SummerSlam the whole time.
Now, will it be them for the titles or will it just be them against the Shield?
It's rumored to be for the titles right now.
So what, is he going to win the title and then go away?
Probably.
Yeah, that's just a stupid.
It really is. but at least WWE is kind of rebuilding their tag team division up.
Not really.
Oh, yeah? How are they doing that?
Well, I mean, they have the Shield, they have the Usos, and they have the primetime players who nobody gives a fuck about, 3MB, same thing.
And?
Well, they have a lot of tag teams right now. And they have the, whatever the fuck they're going to call that team with Antonio Cesaro and Jack Swagger.
And that's not even official yet.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much it seems like it's going to go that way.
And there are more tag teams.
Okay, well, that's five tag teams right there.
And there's more in, and there's more in the WWE.
Well, I mean, of course there are.
Yeah, but tons
so,
of funk.
I mean, it's a few.
Who else is there?
Tons of Funk, Team Road Scholar, Primo and Epico.
You see that? They got all those teams, but yet they don't do anything with the tag titles.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's funny because, you know, you get the WWE, who has so many tag teams, but they don't do shoot the tag team titles.
I would say they're doing pretty rebuilding tag team division.
TNA barely has any tag teams, and yet they defend the fucking tag team titles almost every single time and every week.
They gotta do something. They suck.
Exactly.
I'm a fan
now,
of the
all they need now is, you know, one of the knockouts, you know, get naked, and they'll keep up with WWE.
Or one of the knockouts, totally lose their top in the middle of a match or something.
Even though, like, their ass is pretty much hanging out the entire time they're out there anyway. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, you also got the Wyatt family, too.
They have not debuted yet, and we have no clue when the fuck they're going to debut.
We'll find out soon enough, hopefully.
My thoughts were they were probably going to debut after the Payback pay-per-view. Like, you know, this Monday. But I guess not. So my next thoughts, maybe Money in the Bank, maybe the Monday after.
I mean, then again, you know, this is the same thing with Rey Mysterio. When he was coming to WWE, they just began kept pushing it, till, you know, until they were finally ready for him to debut.
Keep your head right, just do as you please. Don't ever interfere with an evil man's schemes.
keep your heart pure, conceive your own dreams. We shut your fellow man, the earth and the trees. There that we breathe to the high smell, big free truth from your soul to your mouth when you speak to gaze.
Loud, mess with others, trust me, brothers. Trying to uncover, trying to choose another. As you see, cause the road most out is negativity. But spit that, throw your hands in the air. Respect yourself, be somebody who cares. Don't let life get you down, don't feel abused. Keep a positive view with these selfies.
We need
no positive vibes for these rainy days. Let the sun come out, keep pushing clouds away. We need some positive vibes. Life's a photo for a black pair. Let the sun light in.
What happened?
Do you want it there?
Nothing.
Question.
Watching Driven to Kill with Steven Seagal. How about we go with some motherfucking Eskimo?
Right. Okay, great.
I swear I'm always searching for ways and I'm hurting. I know that I'm deserving while I'm always left with burden. About time to raise the curtain. New show, let's get things working.
Cause I'm on another day, tearing up another day. I ain't even got a break. Working, sleeping at 3 in the morning. Smoke weed, but it ain't got me snoring. No lie, this shit's getting boring. Everything seems like it's more of a chore. And I dream of a little something more than before me. Fill the void with a voice, how I now see. Can't go back, but the tracks, how I make peace. How I make cheese. She's on my street. Hold up, yeah, I gotta hit a chick back. New shorty, we be thinking of the chit chat. Nothing special, just a little bit of riffraff. Same bullshit, different toilet with a big bath. Yeah, I love the flirt, they calling me the Big Mac. Supersized with the fries and a six pack. Yeah, I said that, this is my track. You don't like it, motherfucker, you can fuck back.
I swear I'm always searching for wits and I'm a hurting. I know.
Silent riding is my style.
Woo!
I forgot to mention that my heater doesn't work. Nigga, everything is frozen, even starts to fit my shirt. It seems like I was later when I finally get to work. But they ain't even told me, now that just fucking hurt.
I swear I'm always searching for ways to numb the hurting. I know.
Acapella ain't gonna happen. Thanks to bastards wrapped in money, cloaked in plastic. How it happened, couldn't tell ya.
Oh.
What you know about the story? Nothing glorious. You fit the 40 grams and lots of shorties. More like Jordan Porter. Many hours of recording, whoring out myself to chose because I chose to spit the words I wrote to Bodie like an antidote. I cure you with an anecdote. That's the moment in a float. It brings it home and lets you know the ignorant where I always go to snort a bowl and smoke a show. I make a play and fuck a hoe. It's all I really need to know.
I swear I'm always searching for wits and I'm a hurting. I know that I'm deserving why I'm always left with burden. About time to raise the curtain. New show, let's get things working.
Cause I'm on another page, tearing up another stage. I ain't even got a break. Cause I'm telling you it's worth it.
Damn, boy, now that was ballin'.
And we're back. I don't know. I think the chick sounded better than Eskimo on that track.
That's not very nice.
Hey, I'm just being honest, man.
That's your boy, though, man.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I don't know, man. She just seemed, go the hard on that Trevor with her shit, then he did.
That's because you can understand her. You couldn't understand what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, that too.
Come on, when he talks, we can understand him, but when he's rapping, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking reverse Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, shit, man, when Ozzy fucking speaks, you can't understand him, but when he's doing his music, you understand him.
Yeah.
Eskimo, not so much.
Tell me how that works.
I have no idea.
Oh, what is this shit, man? I don't want them in the right to center looking shit.
The fuck are you doing with the right to center?
I was trying to get Stevie Richards, man. He gave me he's wearing a fucking, fancy clothes.
What the fuck is he wearing fancy clothes for?
Because apparently this is meant for the right to center one.
Ah, fuck!
What the fuck? <wonder?
clears throat> Wait. Can you change his outfit, though?
I'm sure you could, but that's too much work. I'll just find a different one.
No, did they give him, options for, attire?
That's a good question. I didn't even look.
Because maybe the right center one, part one of the attire.
Damn shit doesn't work ever.
Wait, what doesn't work?
Fucking online shit. Don't ever fucking work.
Yeah, maybe that's another glitch they'll fix when, PS4 comes out.
It works, and then it stops working, and it works, and it stops working.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. Nickelodeon, Nicky Kids.
What?
I'll take a translator for 100.
But I said Nick, Nickelodeon, Nick is kids.
Nick is kids?
Why the fuck did you say that?
Don't you remember the old jingle for fucking Nickelodeon? Nick, Nickelodeon, Nick is kids.
And I don't remember that last part.
I don't remember it at all.
Of course not, Chris.
I mean, actually, I know Nickelodeon, I just don't remember that fucking jingle at all.
Well, of course not. You were probably in England smoking fags.
Nope. I was in England when I was five, so try again.
So? What? That don't mean nothing. Didn't you see that Didn't you see that sick ass story that fucking somebody posted about some fucking girl let her boyfriend rape her fucking baby and then kill it?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Damn. Wait, how old was the baby?
Like 4 months old.
How does that matter at all?
How does that matter?
Baby? No, how old was the baby? I mean, seriously, if a dude rapes a baby, how the hell does that even matter how old the baby was?
Well, there's that, too. I mean, why the fuck are you fucking a baby, man?
Exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, even boys are like, why the fuck are you fucking a four-month-old?
But I'm saying, why did the girlfriend, whose kid it was, let her boyfriend do that?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, she said it was all right.
That's some fucking retarded shit right
there. And a kid died from all the whatever in the rectum. You know what I mean?
He fucking raped the baby in the fucking ass. What the hell?
Well, that's what the story said, yeah.
People are idiots.
Well, on top of that, man apparently must have beat her in the head and shit, too.
Yep.
Well, it's reported. He's going to be shot in the head. I vote we send them to the firing squad.
Yeah.
Wait, does the U.S. even still have firing squads, or is it just over, you know, in other countries?
It depends on the state, basically.
I thought they stopped all that shit. Got to bring in the fucking lethal injection.
Well, it depends on the state because, like, some have the death penalty, some don't. It depends, you know, on the severity of the state.
But all I'm asking is, do they still do the firing squad or just stick a needle in them?
Well, some do, some don't.
They make you listen to Lil Wayne until you die.
There you go. That's the best torture right there.
That is fucking torture. That's what we have to do it from day to day.
Yeah, tell me about it. I play football. My cousin was fucking playing fucking Lil Wayne in her car, but she picked me up. Man, I thought I put my head through the window.
You really was playing it? You smacked the shit out of that.
Hey, fuck, shut up, bitch.
I fucking wanted to.
Be like, get out.
Get the fuck out of your own car. Let me drive this shit.
How funny would that be if she got out?
Man, my first thought is, why the fuck you listen to Lil Wayne in the first place?
Oh, here we go. You got one with the BWO, the right to censor. Few outfits. There we go.
Yeah, they thought so.
Who else was in BWO?
Blue Meanie and that dude that tried looking like fucking Macho Man Randy Savage.
Who the fuck is that?
The Macho Man?
Blue Man wasn't in it? What the fuck are you talking about?
Is that Red Mob? At WCW had it one time? The Macho Man, brother?
That wasn't his name, though.
I have no clue.
The dude's name was...
Nacho Man, Ricky Salvage.
Shit, I'm actually right when I said Nacho Man. Wow. I thought I was just wrong with that.
Well, I don't believe I'm going to ever find him on here.
You also had Hollywood Nova as Hollywood Hogan.
And these people were in BWO?
Yeah.
I thought there was only three people in it.
Oh, man, there's actually a lot. There's more than them. There was, like, Big Stevie Cool, who played Kevin Nash. Hollywood Nova played Hogan. That blue guy, a.k.a. the Blue Me, who played Scott Hall. Chastity. Tommy
hey,
D.H. Worm.
Scott Hall? I don't think so. I think he played the Blue Me.
Yeah, no. The Blue Meanie was the parody of, I believe, Scott Hall.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Blue Meanie went by, you know, the Blue Boy, Meanie Grudge, Blue Dust, the Blue Meanie, and of course, the infamous, the Blue Guy. But also there was Thomas the Inchworm Rodman, who was a parody of the Worm, Dennis Rodman, 7-Eleven,
oh.
Nacho Man, and a Jobber as the parody of the Catman.
Did you say the Catman?
Yes.
What the fuck was the Catman?
Yeah, who the fuck is the Catman?
I don't know, it's Jobber.
Interesting. Man, I like how I searched Spike Dudley and this dude came up and it looked nothing like Spike Dudley.
Actually, that was actually just one BWO. There was actually two BWOs.
Okay, then.
There was the BWO here in America, and then there was the Japanese BWO.
Oh, what the fuck? Who the hell was in that? Funaki. What's the other guy's name? Dick to go. He's in there.
Yep. Let's see who else was a part of that one. Trying to figure out the other one. I think it's funny how Hollywood Nova's fucking finishing move was Kryptonite Crunch.
Come on, who's the idiot that downloaded the Spike Dudley? Come on, somebody actually downloaded that.
Oh, fuck.
Doesn't even look like him at all.
Nope.
Did I download it?
Oh, you're the one that downloaded it?
No, I have not downloaded it. I said I should now.
That would make two downloads for that person.
Or just look at how bad it is.
It's terrible.
So pretty much look up Spike Dudley when I get online and look for the worst one that there is.
How do you spell Tajiri?
D-A-J-I-R-I.
Huh, that's how I was going to spell it. Yeah, go me. Wow, they got a bunch of it. What the fuck?
But you say, like, Japanese?
Oh, they love the Japanese.
Those yep. Assholes.
Like Havoc. Havoc loves the Japanese.
Hell yeah, yo. Yeah,
he's
Japanese
a Mexican woman. Wrestler.
And he's a Mexican wrestler. Look at that.
Mexican that loves Japanese. Wow.
Hey, Hulk Hogan decided to comment on RVD.
He said that's a Dixie Carter thing.
There we go. Okay, Hogan was asked on Twitter about RVD. Hogan replied, I have no idea what's going on with RVD. That's a Dixie and Bruce Pritchard deal, brother HH.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes.
Yep.
ECW, man, is a shitload of Sandman, Tommy Dreamer.
That's the obvious.
Justin Incredible.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Dunzio.
I saw Justin Incredible wrestle at the Tempest release party. Everybody hated that dude. I wonder if they have Zach Gowen on here.
They probably do. So my question is, how the hell you make him, without a leg?
Is that Zach with a K or an H?
K.
How do you spell his last name?
G-O-W-E-N.
G-O-W...
E-N.
E-N?
Yep.
Holy shit, somebody made him.
Let's see who else we had. C.W. Anderson. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bigelow.
Christopher Daniels, apparently, for 1 year.
Christopher Daniels.
1999.
This doesn't even look like Zach Gowen. He has two legs.
Let's see. Chris Bois. Of course. Let's see who else. Chris Candido.
But apparently I can't find Raven, though.
Judge Dredd.
What the fuck is that?
That was one of the people that was a part of ECW from in 94 and 99 and 96.
what the hell? Why can't I find King Mabel, you haters?
Terry Funk was for that.
Well, he's already on the game.
Vic Grimes, Eddie Guerrero, Little Guido, Big Guido.
Mike Awesome.
Yep. Mustafa.
Say Mufasa.
Mustafa.
Like,
I don't know who the hell this guy is, but M-U-S-T-A-F-A.
Motherfucker, this ain't a
lie.
God,
oh, yeah.
I had him on this game at one point.
Jimmy Snuka? Snuka, the Superfly.
Jimmy Snuka was in ECW?
Yep, he was the first ever ECW World Heavyweight Champion. Kid Cash.
Kid Cash, ain't he in TNA now?
Yep. Conan, Cronus.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
Apparently, look up the war was in there too.
Look up 911.
Did you say Snooker 911?
He said, "Look up 911."
Quick, what's the number for 911?
1. I believe there's a 9 in it.
That's a little rascal.
Dean Malenko.
Scott D'Amore.
Let's see. Rey Mysterio Jr., but we already got him in that shit.
Yeah, clearly.
Of course, New Jack. Jim Neidhart.
He was in ECW? What the hell?
Yep, 92, 93, and 95.
He must have missed all this shit.
Brian Pillman.
So that's where the hell that dude came from.
Yep.
I remember finding that dude's figure. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, it came from ECW. Let's see, Dusty Rhodes. Fly Boy Rocko Rock, Jake the Snake Roberts, Jake the Snake Roberts, who was part of the ECW for a while, Axel Rotten and Ian Rotten, Two Cold Scorpio.
Yeah, who the hell is that dude?
He was Two Cold Scorpio. He's like, you know, kind of like a high flyer type, you know, back in ECW.
I don't remember that dude either.
Of course, Perry Saturn.
Oh yeah, speaking of ECW, they got a Volume 2 coming out 7/30.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Already knew it.
I just thought I'd let you know, since I was looking through a bunch of DVDs for some reason one day, and I saw a bunch of releases come up, and I was one of them.
Let's see. We already said Yoshino Tajiri already. Masato Tanaka.
Yeah, ain't no way I'm spelling that.
Masato.
Oh, man, I forget. I don't even care. I don't even remember who that is either.
Masato Tanaka was one of the Japanese wrestlers that used to be part of them.
I would have never guessed he's Japanese with a name like that.
See, Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon, I already got him, man. You know that.
Let's see, RVD, you already said him. the Pitbull, Gary Wolf.
You say Gay Wolf?
Gary Wolf.
I think you did.
I'm kind of scared to see what the hell this Justin Credible looks like. Come on, that's not just incredible. That's just some bald guy.
Let's see. Now we move on to all the Dudleys. Dudley, Bubba.
Well, let's see.
Bubba
God,
Dudley.
God.
Butch Dudley, Chubby Dudley, Dances with Dudley, Big Dick Dudley. Luke Dudley, Sign Guy Dudley, Lil Snot Dudley, Lil Spike Dudley. Let's see.
And
of course, D1 Dudley. And then another Dudley.
And then
let's see who else we got.
You can add Scott the Moore if you want to.
I can what?
You can add Scott the Moore if you want to. He was in ECW at one time.
Still didn't hear you.
Scott the Moore was in ECW at one time.
Captain Horde.
No, Scott the Moore. Team Canada, whatever. Bucktar manager.
Weren't they in, in WWF too?
I have no clue.
Or was that something else with like Lance Storm and Test
The Un-Americans?
I thought that was like a Canadian. Yeah. Is that the Canadian shit, though?
Yeah, it was from the Canadian. Look up Pitbull number 2.
Pitbull number 2?
Yep. There was a team called the Pitbulls. There was Pitbull number 1 and Pitbull number 2. Pitbull number 1 was Gary Wolf, and Pitbull number 2 was Anthony Durante.
Oh, what is this shit? I gotta put in Raven ECW to find this nigga. Well, hopefully this looks like them since it has like 4,000 downloads.
You also had the Young Dragons too.
What was this finishing mover? The Dragon Sleeper.
No, well, might have been.
I'm just guessing.
Nah, well, might have been.
Actually, no, it was up to the finishing move was up to the whippersnapper.
Whippersnapper?
What the fuck is that?
Well, Young Dragon number 2 is also better known as Mikey Whipwreck.
They have him on here.
Let's see. Fishing maneuvers, like I said, it's the whippersnapper, which is a 3/4 face lock jawbreaker. then, of course, he's got the underhook, double underhook backbreaker drop, the Frank and Mikey, which is a hurricanrana, inverted suplex. kneeling belly to belly. Let's see. Wrestlers that he's trained too. Let's see, you've got the likes of Amazing Red, the Big O, Kurt Hawkins, Zack Ryder. You know, it's funny how, you know, Zack Ryder was trained by Mikey Whipwreck, but completely sucks as a wrestler.
It's not very nice.
Oh, we're talking about how Zack Ryder sucks because John Cena just basically buried him.
No, because nobody was talking about John Cena.
Chris was.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, were you just talking about Zack Ryder, how he sucks?
No. I was talking about the fact that he was trained by Mikey Whipwreck, and he sucks, at wrestling. I mean, come on. You know, you're trained by one of the best fucking extremists in ECW. I mean, you know, I mean, when a motherfucker was fucking ECW World Heavyweight Champion, fucking ECW World Tag Team Champion 3 times, 2 times with Cactus Jack and 1 for Tajiri, ECW World Television Champion, you know, like, he was the 3rd fucking ECW Triple Crown Champion in ECW. Let's see. So, I mean, come on. Like, you know, you're trained by him, but you suck in the ring, and you act like a fucking an even gayer version of the Jersey Shore.
Wow.
Let's see. Mikey Whipwreck's themes. Welcome to the Jungle. Loser. By Beck. Pepper by Butthole Surfers. Bomb Track by Rage Against the Machine. Head by Static X. Oh yeah, if you want, you could add Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner to that list of downloads for ECW.
No, I don't even have any like room for any more people.
Delete Big Bird.
No.
And Elmo.
I don't have Elmo.
No, I don't want to download that fuck card.
That would be me.
That was him with his Elmo thing.
Shit, I have downloaded. I just never use him.
Well, what the fuck?
Because of how horrible he is.
Let's see. There you go, Ghetto. You can download the Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks?
No, the Ducks. EUPPS. Bowed up, jacked up, fluffed up, pucked up, and stand up.
What?
Yeah, this was an actual stable in ECW. Fucking, they had a stable called the Dumps.
That sounds stupid.
Go duck yourself.
Yeah. I think I should be good though. I got all the main people anyway.
I'm checking to see where the fucking Ducks were.
Man, it doesn't even matter. You only got 2 minutes left.
Exactly.
Well, I'm over there. Just looking.
Okay, then I don't really care then, is what I'm really trying to say.
Oh, here we go. Trevor Murdoch was part of ECW as well. 12, man. Trevor Murdoch with that dude that, you know, that fucking redneck dude that came in with Lance Cade back in, like, 2005. 2005.
If you say so.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.
Goodbye.